Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chalal Daf Tes. We are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Gimel and the Vilna's daf. It's on Hey Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Bas Biakav Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us Eil Chayav Mechala. The following things are Chayav and Chala Upturin Min Amaisers, but Potter from Meiser. Halaket Hashicha Vapeah VaHefker. Like a Shicha and Peah. These are all things that are gathered from a field by a Niyim Hefker. We know is free for everyone. Maserishin Shenetul Tumasai. Maserishin that Truma was taken, and we're going to explain the Gemara what this means. Maserishin Hektish Neftu. Maserishin Hektish that we're redeemed. We're also going to explain the Gemara what this means. Umaiser Aimer, the leftover of the carbon Aimer. We know that the carbon Aimer started out with 3 saw of barley, but the flour kept on getting sifted and refined until it was an Asiris Ha'efa. So all that extra flour that didn't make it into the final product of the Aimer was sold to people. So this Maiser Aimer is Pater from Maiser. Utfu Shalai Vyashlish, and grain that didn't yet grow a third. All these things are Pater from Maiser, but Chayiv and Chala when they're turned into a dough. However, Reb Lazar argued with his last din, Tfu Shalai Vyashlish, Pterum and Chala. Grain that didn't yet grow a third is potter from challah. And then she continues, Elu chayavin b'maisers upturin min achala. The following things are chayiv in maiser, but potter from challah: ha'orez, rice, va'doichen, millet, va'progin, and poppy seed, va'shumshamin, and sesame, va'kitnis, and legumes. All these things we know are potter from challah. Because as we say in the first mission of the Masechta, only the 5 grains are chayiv in challah, but these things are chayiv in maiser. And lastly, upachas mechameshes revayim betvua, less than 5/4 of a kav of grain, that also is potter from challah, but of course it would be chayiv in maiser. On to more things. Hasufganin, soft spongy dough, vadufshanin, and dough fried in honey, vaskiritin, and some other sort of very soft dough, vachalas hamasres, and dough that's made in a pan, tasman based on top, vahamaduma, and truma that got mixed into chulin, but there isn't enough chulin to be mevatal it, so everything here is considered truma, turman chala, all these things are pata from chala. The first 4 things we mentioned are pata from chala, because they're not considered bread, they're not baked in an oven, or they're too soft of a dough, and this last thing is already considered truma, it's not considered regular chulin, so it also is pata from chala. As the Gemara begins by talking about the first 4 things we mentioned in the Mishnah, namely Lekat Shicha, Peah, and Hefker, Rabbi Shai Shaul Kahana, Rabbi Shai asked Kahana, Minayin Shein Chayav Mechala Ptur Min HaMaisres. How do we know they're Chayav and Chal and Pater from Meiser? If we're saying they're Pater from Meiser, they should be Pater from Chal as well. So Amalei responded to him, Loi Tamer Li Terimu V'chein Terimu. Don't quote this pasuk for me, which basically links Meiser and Chala, and so you'd say from there that it's Pater from Meiser, it's Pater from Chala. Chazav Amar, he went back and continued telling him, Mer Abasre, we learn it from Abasre, meaning Kibish and Chilka Aretz, namely the first 14 years. That Am Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, conquering and dividing the land. Ma'arbasrei chayav and mechal uptur min ha'maisers. Just like during these first 14 years, everything was chayav and chal upatur from maiser, and this is based off of psukim. Af elu chayav and mechal uptur min ha'maisers. So to these things that we mentioned, namely leket shecha peya and hefker, could be chayav and chal upatur from maiser. And Rabbi Yochanan tells us, "Meshein Rabbi Yanai ze echad mishloishem mikriyos shehin mechuvar b'tayra." The following is one of 3 psukim that are very clear in the Torah, meaning the drasha from them is 100% clear. The other 2 things are found in the first 2 prakim. What does the pasuk tell us? Uba Levi ke'en lechelik v'nachol imach, and the Levi who doesn't have a chelik v'nachol among you, he will come, and you have to give him certain things. Now, what do we learn from here? Mashiach lechav ein loy at chayv liten loy. Something that you have access to that he doesn't, you have to give him. For example, ma'aser rishayin, which comes from your land that you have a chelik in, and he doesn't have a chelik in. Yatzah hefker. This excludes something ownerless. Shiatcha v'yaday shavim by that your hand and his hand are equal in it. Everyone's allowed to take hefker, even a Levi. And he leket hishecha he peya he hefker. Lekat Shecha Peah and Hefker all have the same din. If a Levi is poor, he's an Ani, he's allowed to take Lekat Shecha and Peah, and of course he's allowed to take Hefker, as we just mentioned, and therefore all these things are Pater from Meiser, because as we just learned in the Pasuk, you're only Chayav to give Meiser from something that you have access to, you have the rights to, and the Levi doesn't. Continuing to explain the Mishnah, we had said Meiser Rishon Shenetul Tumasai, Meiser Rishon that the Truma was taken. This is Pater from Meiser, but Chayav and Chala. So the Gemara asks, Mikim Shenetul Tumasai, Lahav Kechulin Hu, if the Truma was already taken, isn't it considered like regular Chulin? Why are we saying that it's Pater from Meiser? It's like regular chulin. Something's not adding up over here. And the answer is, Tifter, we could explain as follows. Shekdimu b'shibolin. He was makdim. He preceded and separated something while it was still in its stalks. We'll explain this in a moment. Domer abavo b'shem r'bshem in Lakish. Meiser rishon shekdimu b'shibolin. Pater mitrum g'dayla. Meiser rishon. That he was makdim. He preceded and separated in its stalk stage. It's pater from trum g'dayla. What's this referring to? So we know that the proper order of things is you first separate trum g'dayla, then meiser rishon, and then once the Levi receives meiser rishon, he separates trumas meiser and gives it to the Kain. But now let's say the Baal Bayis did it out of order, and he took off Ma'aser Rishon before Truma Gedayla. And even though he's not allowed to do this, it's referring to a specific situation that he was makdim b'shibalim. The grain was just cut down, it was in its stalks, and it hadn't yet reached Miruach Bekri. That's when it's Chayav in Truma. So the produce here is not even yet Chayav in Truma anyway. And it's in this stage that he separated Ma'aser Rishon and gave it to the Levi. So even though he wasn't allowed to do that, still there's a p'tur. Then once the Levi does Miruach, he smooths it out in a pile, he's only Chayav to separate Truma's Ma'aser, and he doesn't have have to separate Truma Gedolah from this. Remember, he got this Maaser Rishon before Truma Gedolah was separated, and therefore you might say that the Levi has to separate a little bit of Truma Gedolah and give it to the Kohen. The Chiddush over here is he doesn't. And that's what Mishnah is talking about, that it's Pater for Maaser, but it would still be Chayav in Chala. Now, how do we know this? How do we know that it has this Patur, that Truma Gedolah doesn't have to be separated? Amar Yeser, Yeser tells us, Ksev, the Pasuk tells us, Kol Chalbayas Mikdashem Imanu, and what do we learn from here? Loi Chalbay V'chelev Chaveroi. Regarding Trumas Maaser, the Pasuk tells us, Mikol Chalbay Es Mikdashem Imanu, and a bit later, it once again says, Baharim Chem Es Chalbay, and the Drasha is that only one Chalev, a reference to Truma, is separated from Maaser Rishon, and not two Trumas, Truma Gedolah and Trumas Maaser. When therefore, once again, when the Levi received Maaser Rishon before Truma even had a Chiv to be separated, and now the Levi himself has to separate Trumas Maaser, he only does that, and he doesn't have to give Truma Gedolah. Now, Amar Rabbi Yosi, according to someone, to Amar Rabbi Yoina, we have the same Joshua from a different pasuk. Ksiv says in the pasuk, "Vary Maaser Imenu as Trumas Hashem Maaser Min HaMaaser." What do we learn from here? V'loy Truma UMaaser Min HaMaaser. Truma and Maaser, meaning Trumas Maaser, don't have to be separated from Maaser Rishon. Only one of them has to. And now we just further clarify. B'shemirach va'achach hefer Trumas Maaser Shabai. This patur that the Levi does not have to separate Truma Gedolah is only when he first was meruach. He first smoothed out this Maaser Rishon into a pile. So it's technically chayev in Truma Gedolah, and then he separated Trumas Maaser. The drushes that we just had tell us he does not have to also separate Truma Gedolah. Avol hefer Trumas Maaser. If he first separated Trumas Maaser va'achar kach merchay, and only then he smoothed everything out in a pile, being mechayev in a Truma Gedolah loy beda, that's what we're referring to. In this case, it would be chayev in Truma Gedolah because there's only one chiv currently. He already separated Trumas Maaser, and now there's a new chiv of Truma Gedolah kicking in, so he'd have to separate that as well. Yud Amud Aleph on the top. We continue explaining b'shehefer shemenu alav. This is also only when he separates from this pile for this pile. He only has to separate Trumas Maaser and not Truma Gedolah. Avol hefer shemakom acher alav. But if he separated Trumas Maaser from a different place, pottering up this pile loy beda. In regards to this as well, we're not referring to this patur, and he would have to separate Truma Gedolah because again, he's not separating two things from here. He's only separating one. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.